This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting swiftly on U.S. President Joe Biden's promise to retaliate for the deadly suicide bombing at Kabul Airport, the U.S. military said it used a drone strike to kill a member of the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate on Saturday. The strike came amid what the White House called indications of the IS plan to strike again as the U.S.-led evacuation from Kabul Airport moved into its final days. Biden has set Tuesday as his deadline for completing the exit. Biden authorized a drone strike and was ordered by the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, according to a defense official speaking on condition of anonymity, to provide details not yet publicly announced. There's still no consensus on the origins of the COVID-19 virus, according to U.S. intelligence agencies. According to an unclassified summary, four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with a low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon, and most agencies believe the virus was not genetically engineered. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said in a statement Friday that China continues to hinder the global investigation, resist sharing information, and blame other countries, including the United States. The office said reaching a conclusion about what caused the virus likely requires China's cooperation. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Myanmar's military-installed government said Friday that COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Rohingya ethnic group. The Muslim minority was the target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charged amounted to ethnic cleansing or genocide. Rohingya face widespread discrimination, and most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. The government spokesman made the announcement at a news conference in the capital, where he also said the authorities are trying to vaccinate 50% of the country's population this year. Myanmar, whose poor public health system was weakened further by the political turmoil caused by the army's February takeover from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, has been facing devastating outbreaks of the coronavirus, although in the past month the tally number of reported new cases and deaths has been falling. One of Florida's largest health networks is seeing the capacity of its hospital morgues strained amid a spike in seriously ill COVID-19 patients and a backup at funeral homes. While virus-related hospitalization in the state recently started to level off, the number of daily reported deaths is continuing to climb. The Central Florida Division of Advent Health says it has to put more resources in place to store more bodies. The federal government says Florida's hospitals have reported roughly 279 patients dying every day for the past week. A month ago, that figure stood at 52. The House panel investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol has issued sweeping document requests to social media companies. The request expands the scope of the committee's investigation as it seeks to examine the events leading to the January 6th insurrection. Requests were issued Friday to technology giants. Brazil, the country with the most freshwater resources in the world, has lost 15% of its surface water over the last three decades. The water's gradual retreat in the world's largest tropical wetland is even worse. It is just one quarter of its earlier size. The survey published this month has heightened a sense of alarm from an ongoing drought, which has boosted energy costs and food prices. Withered crops prompted specialists to warn of possible electricity shortages and rendered vast swaths of forest more susceptible to wildfire. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.